if you have the option of something that has like that's like spicy-ish and flavor and like plain, why are you gonna pick plain? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, hey, hey! Mm-hmm. Some people pick that.
No, you like plain chips, don't you?
Jeez, man.
She's spicy over there.
Check.
To the show. This is Between Two Beards podcast. I'm your host, Brock.
And I'm your other host, Mike.
And we are the beards that you are between.
I like that.
All right. And we are here with a special family edition of Between Two Beards. We have mom and dad and two kids with us. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. We'll start with the youngest. We'll work our way to the oldest. So, over there, young lad, you want to tell me what your name is? Go ahead, grab the microphone. There you go.
Alaric.
Are you Langford. Sure?
Yeah.
How old are you, buddy?
10.
10. Where do you go to school?
Williamsburg Memorial.
What's your favorite subject?
I don't know.
Good answer. That's probably the right answer. What do you do for fun?
Football.
Football. Who's your favorite Sunday school teacher?
You.
That's the right answer. All right, you want to pass the mic over there to Ever? I always go to the business by myself. Hi there. How you doing, lady?
Good.
Good. What's your name?
Ever.
How happy are you to be here?
I don't know.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being just, oh my gosh, my parents. 10 being, I'm thrilled to be here. Mike, you are my favorite person. Where are we at on the scale?
I don't know.
All right, let's see. What do you know? Do you know how old you are?
12.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Turning 13 this year?
Yeah.
Oh, what month?
August.
What day?
24th.
All right, mine's August 1st. Because I'm number one. All right, and
mine's a bigger number. So.
Oh,
birds
got me there. She did get me there. What grade are you in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. Do you do anything for fun? Got her. We asked the hard-hitting questions here, Ever.
I don't know.
You can say listen to music. I know you like music.
Yeah. I draw.
What do you draw?
I don't know. People, I guess.
Draw cool. Anime?
Sweet.
What?
Is it anime?
No, not really.
So is it, are you more like a realist? Like more real looking stuff?
No.
Or just, okay.
Clouds. We draw clouds.
No. I draw realistic things. It's like not people.
Oh, it's like birds.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
Not living things.
Oh, you said people.
Yeah, but.
So we draw walls.
That's, no.
Oh. So tables.
No, like shoes or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I had to draw a shoe once. It didn't go well.
That's sad.
That's my whole story.
They don't let him draw anymore.
Can't even draw a stick figure. All right. Why don't we move over to Mom? Mom, why don't you introduce ourselves? You don't have to give your age if you don't want to.
Nicole Reinford.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you do for a living?
I work in finance at Geisinger.
Finance? For how long have you been doing that?
Oh, forever. So after college, I went into public accounting. So I did taxes, audits.
Wow. Really,
you seem like you're falling asleep, Brock. I'm kidding.
No,
I know tax is boring.
Dang it, they call me.
And then, I don't know, we got married, we wanted to have kids, so then I went to Geisinger because tax hours are crazy. So
yeah.
Forever I've been in it. Geisinger over 10 years.
Did you work at the Buckhorn building back before COVID? No.
No. Okay. No, I worked near Woodbine, like the Hughes Center.
Gotcha. I worked in the finance department at Geisinger.
Did you?
Once upon a time before they kicked me out because I really was bad at my job. Numbers. Oh, and we're starting over. Oh, phone guy. So you work. So that's where you work at now, Geisinger.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
And then we'll come back to you in a second. Let's introduce Dad.
Hi.
Oh, this voice. It is a great voice.
I am Kent Reinford.
Hi, Kent. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Excellent. And what do you do?
I work at Auto DM in Bloomsburg.
Nice. With Mr. Matt Wagner.
Yes.
He'll be coming on in a few weeks.
Yeah, he was telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, he. Just so you know, he's the guy I was thinking about. He likes to draw, too, and he draws some really, really nice stuff.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the logo out there.
He does, yep. And I've actually been trying to get him to maybe possibly think about doing some drawing stuff around here, too, so we'll put that bug out there and we'll hit him up when he's in here.
This is why we bring people on, just to get him to do our stuff.
That's one way to do it.
We're
going right?
to get you yeah. to do promo work.
Promo work. Yeah.
So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves. Tell us where you came from, where you went to high school, that sort of thing, what your little background is.
Starting with who, me?
I don't care. Whoever wants to go first.
I'm from here, Bloomsburg. Born and raised, unfortunately. I'm kidding. Went to school here and
class of 98.
Yeah, class of 98. Feels like a long time ago.
It was.
I don't know what else you want to know.
So what'd you do after high school?
Well, I mean, I started working at what was McGee's then, Auto Neum now, same place, but I pretty much started chasing rock stardom and all that nonsense when I was young.
You were in a band?
Yeah, I was in a band called Forsaken.
Okay.
And it was like the new metal, you know, genre, the early 2000s stuff.
Sure.
And we were like a cover band that did originals as well, trying to work originals into, you know, that kind of thing, and did traveled a lot. Probably played 2-3 days a week.
Yeah.
Had a management company, you know, the whole nine yard type of stuff. Played down south a lot in New York and things like that.
And from what I understand, now Ken's in here, we were talking about his haircut. It's very clean and it's very slick. But from what I understand, back in these days, you had some hair.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I had some interesting hair choices over the years. I had real, real long hair at one point. I had like spiky blonde hair for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was. I can show you pictures. It's crazy.
Oh, we're gonna get pictures. For sure.
Man, I wish you guys were here.
The listeners demand pictures.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I wish you guys were a part of VBS last year. We did like this wall of all the VBS volunteers, and it was from our junior high days.
Right.
And there's some that you would have been part of the memorable ones, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee you. They wouldn't even have known it was me, probably. Because I was like really, really, really skinny and like long hair and, you know, the whole thing. Yeah.
Wow. So you have been at Auto Neum now for
25 years
since you graduated.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it was after high school. You weren't working.
I went to Conair for about 6 months or something, and they kept laying me off, and I got tired of that. So
yeah,
I went over to McGee's. Yeah, but pretty much right out of high school.
Ever, how's it going over there?
Yeah, they can hear that through the.
You good?
Seriously.
Are we keeping you awake?
Yeah.
We're still trying to work on that Red Bull sponsorship. It's not working out. Although I keep them in business, I'm pretty sure.
All right, Nicole, well, what about you? Where are you from? High school?
So I'm from Middleburg, home of Middlesworth Chips.
Yes.
Okay. Yes,
thank you for your service.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm from Middleburg. I went to Bloomsburg University, but surprisingly, we've never crossed paths. Maybe
no.
we did.
If we did,
maybe
we,
we did, but it wasn't until after I graduated that we met. Then I was always in finance. So during high school, I worked at a bank as a teller, then went to an accounting firm, two different accounting firms. Then I ended up at Geisinger. Always been numbers.
You like numbers? Always?
Yeah, I
guess. Or you just kind of landed there?
No, I mean, I liked it just always came easy to me. So just always been numbers.
Good for you. Numbers are hard.
They can be, yeah.
All right. So you have a girl from Middleburg, went to Bloomsburg, a guy from Bloomsburg who's a rock star, but you didn't meet in college.
No.
How did that happen?
Okay, well, it's actually pretty crazy because I was playing a lot at that point, so for me to be off on a weekend, like, never happened. And the place that we were supposed to play at a place out by State College, and we got a call, like, literally half hour before we were going to leave, you know, load the truck up and go, yeah, that the place was, like, on fire.
Huh.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, well, I guess we have the night off. So the band that opened up for us the week beforehand was playing...
Was it Downside?
I don't remember. I can't remember either. But they were playing in Sealands Grove at a club there. And so we said, well, let's since we have a night off, let's go see a band. Like, the one thing we always, you know, why would we do that? Anyway.
Yeah.
We do. So we go see a band on our night off, and that's where she was. I met her there.
Wow.
But I had a boyfriend at the time. So we were talking. I'm like, the plot thickened. I'm with someone at the time. So we just talked, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was January.
Scandalous.
January of 2013.
So last month?
No.
They're time travelers, Mike. Time travelers.
I'm so confused.
We've got, like, time travelers.
But, yeah. Okay.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I hope you guys know that reference.
They should.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
say?
Man.
You didn't say E.T., no, did
he? Did. I know. He did. I didn't mean that.
Oh no!
I was thinking.
At least you're in the right time frame.
You are. You are.
Yeah, a little early though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, back to the future over here.
Yeah. So 04.
Yeah.
And then that was it. We parted ways. I still had my boyfriend. And then it was like 4 months later, my boyfriend and I split. And the only way I knew to get a hold of him was his email through his band
through
website.
The band,
so I said, "Hey, this is Nicole. Yeah. Not sure if you remember me." Oh. You know,
so it's like the original slide into the DMs.
Yeah, because we had, like, you could go on, like, the website, you know, and each one of our names, you could click on it to email us.
Yeah,
individually. And
yeah.
That's,
wow.
And at first, I'm like, Nicole,
which one is this?
No, it wasn't even that.
Of all the list.
Yeah. But we figured it out, and
oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it actually started through email?
We emailed, and then we talked on the phone for like a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you going to ask me out or
Were you were you living up here then, Nicole?
No, I was living at home.
No, yeah.
In Middleburg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of seeing somebody for the when
here
for,
we go. You too.
Well, I needed time to get rid of her so I could pursue.
Horrible.
I know, but you know, I mean, I didn't want to take her out, and you know, like, I don't know,
because you're a gentleman.
Yeah, like a gentleman, you know. Right. I wanted to ditch the first girl so I could, you know, like, I don't know. It sounds worse than it actually is. Like, I was already planning on ending it. It wasn't like it was necessarily.
Yeah. He was just trying to let her down easy.
Yeah.
That's good. That's nice.
Well, let me go back 1 second. How did you end up from Middleburg in the club in Sealands Grove? And where's there a club in Sealands Grove?
It doesn't exist anymore.
It was a hibachi.
It was called
it's
Stephanie's.
Not anything. It was at that hotel.
Like, all the
called.
Way up right before you get on the bridge there. There was a little,
Hashi.
For a while, it was
on
a hibachi,
the right-hand side,
and it was
right
like,
before the overpass.
Yeah.
In 2004,
yeah.
It was a little bar with a stage and, you know, like type of
It used
of
to be
thing.
An under-21 club, and then it was like a club like for bands, and then it was a hibachi, and I don't know what it is
it
now.
It changed a lot, but at the time, it was called Stephanie's. It was like a, you know, little
I really don't remember
restaurant
that.
Bar type place.
It was small.
Yeah.
No, my friend asked me to go, and I normally would not go and meet someone there, and I'm like, all right, I'll go. And then there you were.
I walked in, and I literally saw her the second I walked in the door.
Wow.
It was like, you know, bam. Nice. Like, we kind of locked eyes, I remember, and then kind of moved on, you know. Like,
who's this tall drink of water?
Yeah.
Man. So you start dating, and then you get married. How long have we been married?
We will be married 15 years in June, but we were engaged 5 years, so we will be together 20 years.
Plan that one out. I like it. I like it. Get organized.
No, it was more just saving money.
Yeah, we had to pay for our own wedding, pretty much, so we had to save
the
money.
Honeymoons, I'm only doing it once, so.
Yeah. She spent like, she spent a large portion of our money on.
Well, like I said, I'm only doing it once. Yeah.
Where was the honeymoon?
Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice. Wow, that is a fun story. What do you guys think over here? You guys have been kind of quiet. What do you think of mom and dad's story?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
so sorry to bore you.
What do you want me to say?
They're like, oh, I guess we can go to clubs later, right?
Not well, no. No. No, I do not. I do not condone my youth as a path.
I prefer staying.
I'll tell you right now, my daughter would be like, yeah, Dad, remember when you did that?
Yeah, I don't.
I like staying inside.
I've told them about my many mistakes that I've made.
Well, that's good. That's how you learn, right?
And that they don't want to go down that path.
Good stuff.
good. How about it? So then how does God, Jesus, like when does you cross paths with the big man upstairs, if you will?
Well, I'd say we both grew up in the church. I grew up in the Methodist church my whole life. Like my grandma was like an anchor of the family, such a strong faith. When we moved to Danville, we got married in Methodist church. We liked the pastor there. The only thing about Methodist church is they can move their pastors around every so often. So that's kind of... and then we actually attended a local Methodist church in Bloomsburg. Like, we know the Whites. Okay. We were same church as them. And then stuff went down, you know. COVID happened. So here we are.
Yeah, I grew up in like a non-denominational, well, pretty much the only one that was around at that point.
What church was that?
Shiloh.
Oh, okay.
Back in the 80s, that was like the only one, I think, at least that I know of anyway, at that point. And I grew up in that church. And then when I hit like, I mean, I as far as being saved, I was probably like in middle school when I decided that.
Yeah,
probably about their age, you know, and but I kind of fell off when I hit high school and got into music and things. I didn't stay on the path, so to speak.
Sure, yeah,
and and then I this is getting heavy now.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, when I was 17, my father passed away, and I was very angry with God, so to speak, for a very long time. And that pretty much was, I mean, I wouldn't say I was an atheist or anything like that. I just didn't really think about it,
right,
so to speak. It's
was
not
it like
that
a sudden thing? Not expecting
it? Yeah, I was not expecting it. And it was like, you know, he went in the hospital and never came back out.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. And at 17, you're already kind of angsty. I was already kind of that kind of guy. Right. And that was like kind of it for me and like I said, I got into my 20s and started playing in bands, and you know, that life, as most people know, that where that leads, I fell down that rabbit hole of, you know, things that I shouldn't have been doing.
Sure.
And, that was, kind of where I was for quite a while.
And then how'd you get pulled back?
Well, it's weird because I it's not that I ever, like, once again, like, I was, it's not something I ever completely let go of. I just I don't know how to explain it. Like, I wasn't living like that, like I should have been, obviously. And when we had kids, I remember it was like, I said to her one night, I was like, you know, we both had this foundation, you know, growing up at the church, and we're not taking them to church.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't feel right about it. Like, I feel like, you know, no matter how bad things got with me when I was in my 20s, the dumb things that I did, and I never completely left go of that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it was always kind of there, and it always kind of pulled me back before I took things too far, I think.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of opportunities. Things could have got much worse than what they actually did.
Yeah.
And I think that's why. Well, I know that's why.
Right.
And so we decided to take them to church, and then it was like on the hunt for a church. And my brother was going to Wesley Methodist in Bloom, so we started going there. So that was kind of where we started, like, finding our way again, so to speak.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Just one brother.
Just one brother?
Yeah.
And he's still local?
He lives in Delaware now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's 10 years older than me.
Oh, nice.
And lives in Delaware, so.
All right. How about you?
I have one of each.
You have one of each. Where do you fall in
I'm
line?
I'm the oldest.
I would have pulled you for a middle child. I'm the oldest. It is the best. Ain't that right ever? Mm-hmm. There it is.
So looking back on all of that.
Yeah.
Right, having walked away and then coming to this realization of wanting to get back. What would you say to someone who's still sitting on that fence of getting back to a place like this?
Well, really, baby steps is what I would say. Like, because I was really still, like I said, I had a lot of anger. I had a lot of, you know, blaming God for not just that, but a lot of things. And it was like my kids was like what made me like, okay, well, you know, it was like our first step of getting back into a church and you know, started reading the Bible again and all those things. But my whole thing is that I realized that, like, I'm always a person who had my nose in everything. Like, sure. I was... Yeah. President of a motorcycle club, like I was always doing something,
right.
And what I realized at some point, it was like an epiphany, so to speak, like out of nowhere, like I was like, I realized that, you know, I had this like God-sized hole that I was trying to fill with everything that I could think of, music and motorcycles and whatever, you know, whatever was you know, tattoos. Yeah. You know?
Oh, you have tattoos.
No, I know. It's hard. I know. I know it's hard to see them. They're not that noticeable. They're pretty. I mean, they're pretty discreet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very light.
It's very discreet. I don't like to be too flashy.
Oh, yeah. You're winning in that department.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. But yes. I don't even know where I was at.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
No, you know, it's the thing. It's his superpower. It's derailing things.
Yeah,
and
it is. It's impressive, actually.
You make me smile. That's impressive.
Because it's
and you have such a great smile.
I never smile.
It's difficult to throw me off track, and you did it. So way to go. Congratulations.
The only people that make me smile are like my friends and
the. Nice. So, I'm in good company then.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that now.
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, so I was trying to fill that hole with everything I could find other than what was going to fill it.
Right.
And once I realized that, it was pretty easy from that point. Not easy, but easy is the wrong word, but I mean it was
made sense.
I kind of accepted what I needed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so to speak. And I've kind of been on that journey with her. Thankfully, this woman right here, if it wasn't for her, I never would have got here.
Amen.
I mean, honestly, God knew what he was doing when he set that bar on fire that I had to go meet. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, it's funny you say that, but right? I'm pretty sure in the order that this is going to release, it's not a spoiler, but it's a trend of God using, you know, some sort of fire to kind of redirect something.
Yeah,
it is true.
Well, that would be interesting.
We wouldn't exist if that bar didn't burn down.
Amen.
Exactly. Life would be very different if that bar didn't burn down. So
it's in a lot of ways, it's almost like, hey,
here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Okay, you're not going to listen. All right, let's start a fire. Like,
yeah.
And now they're on fire for God.
There you go.
Yeah.
He will light a fire underneath you if he needs to, you know, or around you, I guess.
Yeah. or somewhere you're going. Hey.
And if you listen to the episode before this, yeah, you'll know why.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like that.
So in your journey, then you guys came to BCC mm-hmm. right over summer, mm-hmm. right towards the end of the summer.
July.
Remember,
yeah,
guys,
July.
Like, kind of popped
you're
up
on vacation, so we're like, we'll start after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what and it was great because I had Nicole joining every group. I'm like, who is this girl? I don't know. Sure. How'd you guys stumble upon the?
Well, we knew a lot of people, so we know the Whites.
Yeah.
We know Booers.
Matt. I worked with Matt for 20 some years.
Oh wow. Okay.
You know, I've known him for a really long time, and he, you know, I asked him, you know, because I was really, I don't know how to put this without, like, I don't know. When we were at the other church, mm-hmm. there was things going on there we didn't agree with.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how.
It wasn't biblical.
Right. Okay. We felt that it was not biblical, the things that were being pushed.
Sure.
And like for me and her, it was like, you know, we know what we believe. We know where we stand on things. So if it was just us, like, you're not going to convince me of something, but it was like, I'm not putting my kids impressionable
yeah.
into that situation you know. So when COVID happened, we stopped going. Obviously, everybody did because they wouldn't allow you to go.
Right.
And we were like, I don't think we should go back. Like, it was like our out, you know. And we kind of just started watching church on TV and what internet or whatever. And at some point or another, we did that for what?
A while.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was really just because we didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
And but we said, I started talking to Matt, and he's like, why don't you just come down and, you know, not sit through a service and see what you think. And we liked it almost immediately.
And we wanted something for the kids, too, because, like,
yeah.
where we were going, like, they had a big program with kids, and then it just started
dwindling.
Yeah. There's hardly any kids, and really wanted something for them. So, I mean, we'd watch church, but, you know, sometimes sermons go over their heads.
Sure.
So love seeing all the programs here for the youth, like all the kids, like just all the ages, too. There's just so many. It's awesome. So.
Yeah, it is a mass amount of kids, men, and youth students. For those of you who don't come to church here, but we dismiss the kids like partly through the service, and like about a quarter of the room like gets up.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not a small room, so it's a lot. It's just it's a sea of youth and children that like embark. And there's already a bunch of kids already back here too, which a lot of people probably don't even realize. There's kids already starting back here, and then we have this whole group that just gets up and makes their way back here for their classes, and it's amazing to see it. Honestly, it is a great gauge for a church, the health of a church, to just see young families there and just seeing a lot of children and youth in it. It really is a great gauge to let people know, you know, where to get engaged, because it's a church that I do believe that God blesses. You with children and youth, because you can raise them up and you can show them, you know, good examples and what it looks like to follow Jesus. And man, it's one of the great joys of being here at BCC for me, and for my wife, and for honestly for a lot of us, is just seeing that group of young people get up and know that they're going to come back to classrooms that have people that are in there and faithfully come and serve here. Shout out to those volunteers, because they just do such a great job of engaging the kids, and it shows.
So as parents, this is what as you guys are telling me the story of your former church and seeing things that you don't want because of what you believe. You have your two kids here, you know, and so you're obviously doing something with them outside of church. You know, they go to a public school. What are you guys doing at home together as a family that helps equip these guys for just Monday through Friday?
I mean, there was, we were reading through the Bible. I mean, sometimes that gets hard chaotic because she's going to be starting field hockey. There's all these things going on. Mm-hmm. And I know Alaric wants us to get back to it. On Sunday nights, we would do Bible trivia, you know, trying to
That's awesome.
Get right
I
for the
love
game.
That.
Yeah, we were doing that quite a while there, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh, man. I love No wonder you guys Bible cleaned trivia. House
yeah.
that
yeah.
night.
Yeah, how about
my goodness.
How well do you know the Bible?
That's it.
Yeah, how well do you know the Bible?
Whatever,
it's like little cards. Yeah.
It's like two words.
Yeah. So we have family fun nights here, and Mike often does trivia, and the Reinfords like cleaned house that night.
They sure
we
did. Like to
it
win.
Was crazy.
Yeah, we get competitive,
and they're fast too. Because some of them had to be quickly entered, and
I'm
I was
really
like, and I'm sitting right next to them, like, how?
And then the music, it was like they were like, it'll be like a beat. Yeah,
yeah, right.
I can recognize songs like
sense,
fairly
man.
Quickly.
Yeah, the music.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah,
brought the ringers.
I know, right?
That's the only thing I'm good at. So
you're good at
and
a
you
lot
crushed.
But well, you did do very well with the music,
man.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That, what was it, Ted Lasso? I don't even know who that is. And
I didn't know that man existed.
Yeah, we all contributed on that day because I didn't know that.
He's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, and Alaric knew it.
You have Apple TV?
No.
Okay, you buy it and then watch Ted Lasso. I promise you, you'll be like,
I've never seen it.
The greatest show
is
ever.
Is it football related? Sports,
soccer.
Like
soccer.
So it's
soccer.
But it's not about soccer.
Okay.
I mean, it's not. It's soccer. It's very wholesome, and it's really, really funny. They're like 20 to 30 minutes long episodes. They're not long. I promise you, you'll laugh. I mean,
I thought you said it was a movie.
It's a show. It's like a three-season, four-season show. There is language in it.
There is language, so, you know.
Okay.
So here's the reason I want to ask. Because Alaric over there, I knew there was something going on with his family. Because, you know, you guys came. I didn't really know you. And then I started teaching the fifth and sixth grade, which is new for me this year. And I think one of the very first times that I had Alaric in my Sunday school class, and I'm sorry if I embarrass you, but you really made an impression on me because I asked for prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first kid that I had raise his hand, and he's wanted to pray for his friend Roman.
Yes.
And how he was trying to do little things to help witness to Roman. Him and Ari Boer drove me nuts for an hour. And he comes out with this. I was like, oh, there's something going on inside this kid that is a little bit more than just a mohawk and a mouth. And I was just very impressed by that because I also went to public school, and you know, reaching my friends was always a big deal for me. They were all unsaved, and it was hard because I wasn't good at explaining my faith, but I was good at inviting them maybe to youth group or something,
right.
Sure.
And having somebody else do it. And I just Alaric actually, it was like a little Mikey sitting there, and I was like, oh. So, and he's I was just very impressed, and I appreciated that prayer request so much. You have no idea. That's why I'm always asking you, how's he doing?
By the way, I think that's the longest compliment he's ever given somebody right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting used to. Wow. And I was serious about it.
Proud dad moment.
No sarcasm.
Yeah.
So, kudos to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Keep on. I pray for Roman, by the way. We have like a 10 list, and he's on my 10. Just because of you. You're welcome.
That's awesome.
Good job, buddy.
That's awesome.
I got a phone in question for the family.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's from our producer.
Oh.
He said to ask Nicole if the church in Middleburg was a Dreisbach church.
No.
Oh, okay. That's like the only church I know in that area.
Okay. It was right across from the Lutheran church. If you know where they have the Middleburg Carnival.
Oh yeah.
That one.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Trinity United Methodist Church.
Yeah.
And then behind that's the Middlesworth chip plant.
Wow. Oh, well, there you go.
Behind the big pond, there's a plant.
It's kind of like when a Moe's and a Chipotle line up right against each other. Right? Like
that's
that.
About to happen here.
Which everybody wins.
Amen.
Either way you go, she'll be okay. They're about the same thing.
Now, do we like Middlesworth chips?
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
Yeah,
hands down.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
No.
Good stuff.
Yeah, even Ever smiled on that one. She likes those.
Oh yeah.
Plain or barbecue over there?
barbecue.
Yeah, superior. It's so superior.
Not plain chips.
I do like plain chips too.
Yeah, but like if you have the option of something that has like, that's like spicy-ish and flavor and like plain, why are you gonna pick plain? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, hey, hey! Some people, pick that.
No, you like plain chips, don't you?
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's spicy over there. Yeah.
You got some Middlesworth over there? Oh, man. I got to say, I mean, the Weekender bag, it just lies.
It's not a weekend.
Oh, no.
You know, yeah. You know, it really, you know, I think we really, I mean, with your connections, maybe. Can we just say, like,
your connections. She's from Middleburg?
They all have like stock in the company.
Oh,
The Weekender bag does not last me the weekend.
No.
What's she gonna do then with that information?
Get him to increase the bag.
I just thought maybe possibly. Wink wink. You're like, hey, we were on this podcast, and by the way,
they love your chips.
They love your chips.
Put more in the bag.
Ooh. Just they need more of them.
Is that what you want?
Yeah. You know what I miss? I miss they used to have those tubs.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what
you're talking about.
Yeah.
You used to be able to go
turn
in special order.
You could.
The
as a kid, that was
ones, like
right.
folded over.
Have a drum set of Middlesworth.
Only if you lived in Middleburg, though.
I know.
It is. I mean, it is the chip.
I agree.
I mean, if you're going to have chips.
Mm-hmm. You have to have Middlesworth.
I mean, again, not a sponsor.
Not yet.
We'll work on that.
We actually used to have a chip company. I'm from the Slatington, Pennsylvania. Sun Chips was the...
I like those.
Yeah. Those were the... not the Sun Chips, but this was...
Different.
This was a different company, local, and they used to, you know... they were actually pretty close to Middlesworth.
Mm.
But they used to dump all this stuff out. My dad lived really close to it, and they'd have all the animals like come and eat and all the potato chips they got rid of. It was pretty cool. But
that's a classic
Middlesworth
rock
brings it, brings that back. My dad loves them. Shout out to
Well, those barbecue chips, there's a place that we get wings, and they would use that on
Put it on the wings.
Barbecue seasoning.
Middlesworth dust or whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you went. And
what is that? Is that Knapp's?
Leftover chips.
Or where was
Country
that?
Tavern.
After the animals ate them.
They used to have a wing buffet.
That's
so
gross.
You could pay whatever
you know
price
you
get as many
disgusting.
Wings as you want. And they had, like, what, 25 different flavors
at least.
Of wings?
Might have been 30.
Literally just watered when you said
they
that.
They had, like, weird stuff, too.
Peanut butter
wings. They had, like... All kinds, like anything you could think of, they had.
But I remember
they
had the barbecue.
But they had the barbecue Middlesworth wings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you had a sandwich and you put meat and then peanut butter on it. That's gross.
No. They were good.
Yeah,
they were good.
I'm going to need a towel in about 3 seconds.
Country Tavern? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Back to that? Where's
Country
this at?
Middleburg.
Middleburg. I don't know if they still do that or not.
Yeah,
Mike's
not
like,
either.
What time they close?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can we get there in time?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Quaker Steak and Lube over here in Buckhorn, they used to have a wing buffet.
Did they
once
really?
Upon a time. Oh, yeah. They did. It was on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
I frequented it. That's why I know.
Buckeye Barbecue. I love the Buckeye Barbecue out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
It's like spicy barbecue.
Yeah,
it's really hot. Barbecue. Oh, it's good.
Right. I'm a wing guy.
All right.
We're all getting hungry.
This is
right. Yeah.
Probably gonna get wings on my way home. So, as a family, what do you guys like to do for fun as a family?
Well,
other than Bible Jeopardy, I love that.
Yeah, Bible Jeopardy.
If you need a game show host or someone to just play, I mean, Mike Williams isn't too far away. Whatever. What else do we do for fun as a family?
We had an epic road trip last
summer.
Yeah,
we did a road trip.
Oh, did we? Where did we go?
Yes. Hey,
where'd you go?
Well, we went to... We started off in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
we went
recommend.
To the Rock and Roll
Hall
of Fame.
Started off slow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we wanted to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. See
that.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Naturally.
But the rest of Cleveland, you can have that.
Amen.
I don't care about ever going back there.
Total dump.
Yeah.
Dump. Yeah, dump is a good word.
Wow. We had to walk through an alleyway to get to a restaurant.
Yeah, it was, so
yeah,
scary.
It was a little scary. Yeah, sorry, it was daylight.
And there was also a bunch of these creepy guys in the restaurant that were whispering.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Then we went down to
Kentucky.
We started at the Creation
mm-hmm.
Museum.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we went to the Ark.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was raining.
Day,
so it was
pouring.
Good that you're on the arc then. Huh?
Yeah, we got the full experience.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we went to Nashville.
Oh.
For a couple days.
Good food.
That's a great town.
That was fun.
Coming in hot now. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest country
There's
fan.
Other
like, I like
podcast
some
over.
Country.
Set it down.
Yeah. No, I like Chris Stapleton. That's about it. Yeah. But
I don't like country at all. Yeah. You would never guess.
Yeah.
I could have sworn Taylor Swift and you were like.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
That's not country.
Nice.
Used to be.
Wait, did we see her in the box with Swift? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was rocking out the Swifty.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to.
You don't
She did when she was little.
Like,
yeah.
From like too. Kindergarten to third grade.
Aw. Love story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then anyway, we went from there to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, beautiful country.
And that was really cool. And we stayed in this hotel that was all, it's Christmas 365.
Oh, he loves Christmas.
I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
I'm mildly
Big time
obsessed
Mr.
with Christmas.
Christmas.
Okay.
And
yes.
Kent, you are an onion, man. Let's just peel back these layers.
You don't have enough time on this podcast.
No, we don't.
All right.
To get
right.
to the core.
I got
to
know
I
where this movie rates, just based upon the things I've seen and heard from you.
Okay.
Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas.
I love that show.
What rate as far as what?
I don't know.
Is
like,
Christmas
is it up there? Because I feel like it could be.
I like Tim Burton.
I think of that more as a Halloween movie myself.
I think it annoys
you. You gotta watch it in between.
I don't put that in the Christmas movie.
It's a Thanksgiving movie.
All right.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
really. No, it's like more late. It's like you gotta watch it before or after Thanksgiving.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't count as a Thanksgiving.
Man, I thought between the metal band background,
yeah.
and loving Christmas, I was like,
it's a perfect amalgamation.
There's something in there, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, but yeah.
So you stayed in a nightmare, a Christmas place that's Christmas all year round.
Yeah, yeah.
Each floor was a different theme.
Yeah, yeah. Like
it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was
a different theme of Christmas.
Place. Yeah.
So what was it? Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and
no,
Christmas?
No.
Express.
Polar Express floor.
Yeah.
Christmas Story floor.
Yeah,
Christmas
Story.
Oh
wow.
Ours had like a motorcycle.
Yeah. Motorcycle Santa.
Well,
that was like
the
military.
Like
military.
Oh,
yeah. Wow, that's cool.
There was a Hawaiian
yeah.
Santa.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
fresh cookies every night.
Yeah,
he came
fresh
and
baked
sang.
Cookies. Yeah.
Christmas
he
carols?
He sang songs. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like a country
and his
Santa.
His little southern nice. Accent.
Yeah, nice. For real, yeah.
Oh, nice. Near the pool they had this like bench and they had this creepy statue of
I
Santa.
I picked the wrong week
Hawaiian
to start
shirt.
A diet.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, I'm not good with diets.
What'd you say?
We're still missing a state.
Which one?
What state?
We went on the corner of
Virginia. Oh, yeah. We were there for like 0.2 seconds.
No, we
yeah, I know. But we didn't stop.
Yeah.
But you were there.
Was it,
he's
like
counting it as a
corners?
State
oh,
that he's
also,
been
we
in.
We also went to Indiana.
I give it to you.
No, not, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, we did. We like.
Yeah, the corner
we,
of it.
We went to the corner of Indiana.
Indiana, like, yeah.
You're going to count Indiana.
Yeah. Well, more than 5 inches. If you look at the map.
Well, yeah. No, because I was confused because I had, like, the map pulled up on the thing to see where we were going. And we, and first we went this way, and then we started going this way, and I was confused. I was like, where are we going?
So when you say you had the map pulled up, are we talking, like, a paper map? Or
no.
You really think I can read a paper map and understand where we are? No.
I would have been impressed, though. That's
you should have said yes.
Listen, I got Christmas obsession tattoo metal rock and roll.
I'm not that
here.
Special. I'm not that interesting. Sorry.
Okay. So you're watching it on your phone. So you went for so it was Nashville the last stop on the
No, Pigeon Forge.
Or
Pigeon
I'm sorry, Pigeon Forge was
yeah.
that the last stop?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it. And then back home.
That's
yeah.
a really good road trip.
It was cool.
It was
yeah,
fun, man.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah. yeah.
We had a good time.
So nice. Now we're trying to plan something. To
yeah, we're talking about Savannah and
Charleston.
Yeah.
There's a really cool aquarium in Atlanta that has a whale shark because he really likes.
Oh,
nice!
Cool.
I
want
to go to an art museum.
I'm sure we can.
There's,
find
I'm
art
sure
museum.
We can find. Yeah.
There's an art
we
museum
did.
Everywhere.
And you were
yeah.
complaining about it the entire time.
Well, anybody would.
It was boring.
No, it wasn't.
It was pretty bad.
Pictures on a wall.
There was things
pictures.
Sitting out too.
What things?
There was a
sneakers,
there was a tomb.
And did you draw them?
What?
Were there sneakers and did you draw them?
Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yeah, I heard what he said.
I would have appreciated the art museum with you. I would have.
Yeah.
I would have. Just for the record.
We were thinking about Washington, the
Smithsonian. We were thinking about doing that. Maybe
this close to election, we're like, eh.
Yes, might be a little nutty there. Oh, but I don't know if it's a good time.
I heard the Smithsonian has the bones, by the way.
Has the bones.
What is wrong with you? Smithsonian's a fun museum. I have been there. That was a school trip, though. That's not a school trip for Bloomsburg?
What?
The Smithsonian?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
It was for Southern. We went. That's how I went there.
It's making me mad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was the first time I rode a taxi cab. Mm. Just to ride one. This was a big deal.
Just to ride
it was.
One?
It was. It was the 90s, brother.
Dude, I was in a taxi cab in New York City one night at like 2 in the morning. I don't recommend it.
Tell us more.
We were playing. Okay. When I was in the band, we were playing.
Your laugh is great.
And I know it. It's infectious. We were playing. The one day we did like a showcase for record companies type thing in New York City. And then the next day we played CBGBs for the old people that know what that is. And
I sure know.
You don't know what CBGBs is?
I thought you made that up, like a disease.
No, it was it was probably like the most famous club in New York for.
Oh.
No, it's not like scabies or something.
Like what? We got the heebie-jeebies in a taxi cab in New York.
Brock, you know what that is, don't you?
He's too young.
Yeah, sure.
Are you aware what that is, Brock? Yeah, you know what CBGBs is, right?
You don't.
Seriously? You know, guys have never heard of that?
I really want to impress you and say yes, but I don't want to lie either.
that was, okay.
I don't know if it wasn't for you either.
It was like a very famous club in New York for a very long time. It
Did
recently,
it burn down?
No.
Oh.
Okay, good.
They just shut it down after 40, 50 years of its existence. Wow. And it was, but anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. But we played those two shows simultaneously, and that was when we left the one club at 2 in the morning and didn't know where we were.
Oh wow!
And I had, you just don't go wandering around New York City at 2 in the morning when you look like us.
Idea. Right.
Yeah. Sounds like something Mike would do.
And we had literally hailed a cab, which we had never done before.
Nice. Right. Yeah, it's an experience.
Yeah. And I was like, he's not going to stop. And he totally stopped. I was like, wow, it's like magic. You just put your hand up and they stop.
Right. It was amazing.
It's like, wow. That was pretty,
And then, like, where you want to go?
I'm all powerful.
Yeah. It's like, for my next trick. So. We were, and it's funny, we were staying at the Hotel Pennsylvania, which I didn't think was a real thing, but it is.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And
I know that one.
Yeah, and we're like, hey, can you take us to Hotel Pennsylvania? He's like, yep. And that's how, if it wouldn't have been for that stray taxi cab, we probably would have been dead somewhere.
Amazing.
Because we didn't know where we were.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This has been a wild ride.
Yeah.
I warned you every moment of this. I really have.
I looked so forward to this day. I really did. I was so glad y'all said yes.
My goodness. Man.
When she first told me, I thought she was joking.
Why?
I think I said it was all about you.
I didn't know.
No, you didn't. You just said we were having. I was like, no, we're not. I was like, you're joking.
I mean, I saw it like when we first came in.
Oh, no.
Are you like ripping up between two ferns? Is that what this is?
Wouldn't do that.
No, I knew what it was because when I was sick and I had to watch it online, it kept coming up and I couldn't find the actual sermon. And I saw Mike laughing as the front cover. I was like, oh,
that makes
great.
Sense.
Wow.
A great picture.
Yeah, that's Brock pretty much his calling card.
Yeah, it's like he's never not smiling. We're like polar opposites.
I could find you in a crowd of 1,000 people.
I know.
Oh, I could find you.
It's a game we're just going to do one day.
We should.
Just gonna take the banner, the Between Two Beards banner, and like maybe Kent and you and I will just walk around and we'll be like,
we'll take Mike and we'll just plant him somewhere, and all he has to do is laugh every couple of minutes until we find him.
It's the worst
game
of
all.
Polo.
It takes us.
You'll be on the other side of the church, and
the shortest game in the world.
And there he is.
Oh, and it's over. Oh.
Yeah. We should have made this harder.
It's like blindfolded and everything. They could just put us in a completely blacked out box, and somehow your laugh is going to pierce through something in there.
It's going to create light.
Do you have to call your dog, or you just laugh?
I know I'm going to be teaching my dog a new trick. Bite Brock.
Oh man,
that's funny.
Oh, it is funny.
No, you got anything else over there? Chuckles.
You know, I'm just, you know, I'm here for the ride. This is just, this has been awesome. Appreciate you guys coming in here.
Thanks for having us,
man. Anything else that we can bring to the table? Because I just feel like, man, Kent, with your booming nice radio voice, you're gonna be making your way back in here at some point. I'm guessing. At some point.
Oh,
it's gonna
Yeah.
All right.
But man, I appreciate you guys, you know, opening up and sharing the things that God has kind of laid on your heart to share in this room. And it's one of the things that we talk about frequently, is this is meant to just be a part of the community, you know, help people find commonality, help people to see that everybody's story matters. And if there is that God-shaped hole, you know, we all have that, and you can't fill it with anything else.
Definitely not.
You know, I just thank you for being open and sharing some of that stuff. And man, we'll just hop into DeLorean again and just do this one more time, I think.
I can do this many more times.
Oh, man.
Ain't that right, ever?
She loves it.